our new Swan Queen, the exquisite Nina Sayers.
Innocent, sensitive Nina has dedicated her whole life to ballet.
Attack it! Attack it!
She's overjoyed when she finally gets tapped to dance the coveted dual role of the Swan Queen in Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. Nina is the quintessential white swan. But she has to twist her soul to exude the darkness of the black swan. The pressure on Nina increases when Lily, another more sensual dancer, vies for the same role.
What's she doing here? He made me your alternate.
Nina's innocence flutters away in Darren Aronofsky's psycho-thriller, Black Swan.
Most ballets are really tragic and scary and gothic, and there's demons and monsters. And when you translate that into cinema, you know, you can start to do some really scary, frightening, unsettling things.
Natalie Portman interprets tormented Nina. Portman went through intense ballet training to fit into the shoes of the prima ballerina.
So vicious on the body, and yet you never see it. It's like you see this beautiful image, and underneath it is some really, really sort of grotesque detail.
Costumes are rich. Cinematography and cast are superb, although the storyline meanders to such extent it loses the viewer.
I'm Elise.
I'm Frank.
In The Tourist, Frank is an American tourist in Venice who can hardly believe his luck. He has just met Elise, a beautiful, mysterious woman who takes him to her palatial hotel. Little does Frank know that he's nothing but bait.
We have to throw them off the trail. Board the 822 at the Gare de Lyon. Pick someone my height and build and make them believe it is me. Burn this letter. I love you, Alexander.
Alexander Pierce is Elise's lover, wanted by both the law and the Russian mafia for embezzling billions of dollars. Elise will do anything to protect him. The plot is improbable and choppy, but who cares? Neither Angelina Jolie, who plays Elise, nor Johnny Depp, who interprets Frank, take themselves too seriously.
It should make people feel good. It's got lovely twists and turns.
It's a throwback, in a way, to old-school thrillers.
The Tourist is no Hitchcock mystery. It plays more like a comedy. Johnny Depp is no Cary Grant, but he's charming in a clumsy sort of way.
You're ravenous.
Do you mean ravishing?
I do.
Angelina Jolie is simply stunning. In the end, we're left enchanted, if not with a famous duo, at least with the scenery, the elegance, and romance. Tron, The Legacy is the sequel of the original sci-fi film Tron, which tanked at the box office back in 1982. Back then, the story of Kevin Flynn, a computer engineer trapped in cyberspace and living an alternative life there, seemed so outlandish that it captured the imagination of sci-fi diehards. Today, Disney's $170 million production sequel is a box office hit, thanks to cutting-edge special effects and a story that resonates with the original fans of the saga.
Early story, Kevin Flynn was reported missing. The visionary icon and Encom CEO skyrocketed to the top of the tech industry. He was last seen at home with his son, Sam, leaving behind an empire and a now orphan little boy.
18 years later, Sam has given up seeing his dad ever again. until he accidentally enters cyberspace through one of his father's experimental video game machines.
Sam. Long time. You're here.
Sam is determined to take his dad back into the real world, but they first have to flee from Clue, an evil computer program.
Where are you now?
For those not sentimental about Tron, the story runs like a video game. But the special effects and the IMAX technology make Tron the Legacy an impressive spectacle. Jeff Bridges appears as aged Kevin Flynn and as young Clue. His face has been made to look younger thanks to the latest 3D cameras and motion capture technology. The film will satisfy younger crowds, but also general sci-fi and video game fans who appreciate a more techie holiday spirit. Penelope Pulu, VOA News.